Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. For a reason and divine purpose. So thank you so much for being here on the edge, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Our guest today, Brains, is Laura Donnelly. Laura is a former dancer. We're going to ask her about that. She also does work with the brain. And I always have people here on the show that can help us stimulate the brain, because that's what we focus on. The healing path. I want to ask her what that is and the work that she does with people. What is she pouring into people? How is she making the difference? An empath. Are you empathic? I want to find out, are you intuitive? Are you, a good cook? We want to know all of that and then some. Welcome to the show, Laura. How are you, baby?
I am great. And I am so happy to be here, April.
I'm glad you're here. So tell my brains a little bit about you and how you show up in the world.
Let me think. I try to be present when I show up, present in the moment. And pretty much I try to leave what happened before behind so that I can be here now. And I can have my full capacity to share with you, to share with your audience, to share with whoever I'm talking to. And part of my brain is not going, and this happened, and that happened in the day, and I wish I had said this, and and then suddenly I'm not really here. So I teach people to be here now.
Right. My husband says that too. I say, oh dear, I'm multitasking. He goes, you know what, April, that is so ineffective. He says, because you're not giving anything your undivided attention. You're trying to spread your attention, which is one person, which is singular, among many things. He says, and something is going to go awry. So when you're working with people, you teach them body-brain balance. Give us a couple examples of body-brain balance.
Okay. So the body, all the sensory input really comes in through our physical body. Through our sense of smell, our eyes, our sense of touch, even that, like when you walk into, I used to live in New York, and so I would be going home after rehearsal late at night, and I would come to the subway that I always went to, and all of a sudden the hair in the back of my neck would stand up, the hair on my arms would stand up. That is a message to my body that something didn't feel safe right there. So my brain would say, it's only three blocks to the next subway entrance, let's go there. And I would go there. So this is communication, body-brain balance. It's communication from your body to your brain and from your brain to your body. So another thing is when we get excited. A friend of mine told me the other day that fear is just excitement without breath. And I thought, I'm going to have to think about that a little bit. Because as a dancer and a choreographer and somebody who teaches young people to dance, they get scared, right? But they really aren't scared. They're really excited. But their heart's beating fast. They're breathing a little bit shallowly. Their stomach feels full of butterflies. And I'm like, that's exactly how you feel when you're excited. When you're on the Ferris wheel going around. I said, so it's like close, but if I tell myself I'm excited, not afraid, I have more of my whole self active, and I can perform better, I can dance better, but I can also access my thinking, I can access my intuition, I can access my physical body, because fear makes us tense up. And one of the main things I teach is that tension anywhere is tension everywhere. And this is true in our brains too. When we get revved up and I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to do this. And like we talk too fast, we think too fast, we skip steps. And so.
So when you're working with your student and you're teaching them dance, you know, again, because that is an expression and that is a release of anxiety, of stress, pressure. It's a creativity of ideas and flowing. You know, they're all over the place. They're doing a lot of different things at that time. So you teach them to slow down and pace themselves. What type of dance do you teach?
I teach classical ballet and contemporary modern dance that's in bare feet. We used to be in bare feet. Sometimes it's in tennis shoes. Sometimes
I used to do modern, Afro-American, and tap. There's a lot of, and my daughter actually is working on the Bob Fosse rendition of Dancing right now. And I look at those dancers. They have to have the mindset of an athlete because they are athletes. Their bodies go through so much. I don't know how they do two of those shows a day, much less have a run for 2 or 3 weeks, 6 days or, you know, more than that, maybe 6 weeks, 6 days a week. It's a lot.
Sometimes the matinee. Yeah. A lot of times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the joy that comes through all of this, the release of endorphins, the body itself takes on a different life form because it speaks without words. So you've taken all of this great knowledge and now you are also coaching. Tell us a little bit about that.
Part of what I do is I work with people. Sometimes I get to work with athletes. And like you said, people who have worked with their body come with a different set of physical awareness. And so they're used, and you know this too from having danced yourself, you know where you are in space. You know how far you are away from a wall. It's just a kind of a kinesthetic sense that you developed. So with people who say didn't do something physical, as an activity, sports or something, one of the very first things we start with is starting to listen to the body, their own body. And when is it at ease? When is it making extra tension? How much effort is the right effort for the activity? Because, you know, like if you're playing soccer with your kid, you got to run fast, you got to kick the ball, you have to, you know, it's not aggressive, it's not the right word, but you're completely physically active using your whole self. You're not all zenned out, right? Like maybe at the end of your yoga class when you do Shavasana, you're at ease then also, but the basic ease of the body when you're in body-brain balance is the right effort for the right activity.
Okay, so how do we achieve that if we're not a dancer, if we're not an athlete? How does Joe Schmo
figure that out?
Right.
Okay, well, the first thing, we figure out what your body feels like when it's tensing and what it feels like when it's easing, because neither of these are permanent chronic states. So the easiest way I have found to share this with people is to ask somebody to squeeze their fist and squeeze it tighter and tighter and tighter. And then you tell me what you notice about your body and also what you heard happen to my voice when I squeeze my fist.
The voice sounds like it got a little bit tense. My nails are digging into my hand, so there's pain, there's tension, and all of my focus is going towards that pain and that tension.
Right, so then just stop squeezing. Don't spread your hand out, but just stop squeezing. So your nails aren't digging into your hand. Yeah. And that's easing. That stopping going in the direction of tensing. And then we start to play with the body in different situations. How does this manifest? Say you stub your toe and your whole self pulls up away from your toe. It doesn't help the toe feel any better. But if you just say, okay, where's any place in my body that feels better than my toe? And it might be my earlobe, you know. But because ease anywhere is ease everywhere, the toe softens just a little bit.
Right. I know, like when I do yoga, and there are tense areas, it always seems at the perfect time that the yoga instructor will say, okay, now breathe into that area. So you take the breath and, mentally and physically, you direct that breath to that area. And if you go with it, it will automatically calm it. It will calm it down. But it's not just body tension that people are in. It's, mental illness. Being aware. The outside influences of the world that cause additional tension. Because the stress is not always what we put on ourselves. It's the job. It's the kids. It's the relationship. It's the smog. It's the COVID. It's the news. It's the no money. I could go on and on and on and on. So you're trying to find balance in your life, and it's hard. I don't really believe in a thing called balance because something is going to be off. You can find leverage. You can find, you can make adjustments. But true balance, do you believe that there's such thing as true balance?
Here's what I had to look at what balance was, because sometimes, we think of it as a photograph of something in balance. But really, balance is a dynamic, what you talked about, a dynamic alignment. It's more like what you have to do to stay on a surfboard when the ocean moves underneath the board. So when the ocean moves, the body on top of the board has to adjust in order to be in the new balance, which is the balance for the wave that's going up. And then when the wave goes down and the board falls down, there's a different balance for being there. So this is part of what this body-brain balance is, and I keep doing this thing, which is kind of funny, but it's
Well, I
a
mean, it's a dance
shifting.
because, again, it's movement.
Yeah,
It's shifting.
and one of the things that is human nature is like, okay, I want to figure this out. I'm going to get the right way to do this, and I'm just going to do this over and over and over the right way. Only that right way was the right way for that time,
Right.
and it's not the right way. It's not, it might be the right way for the next time, but it could completely be not useful the next time that situation comes up. But if you're present with your faculties and you're at ease in yourself, you will know the right action to take because you will sense the right action. It will feel in harmony with the other person.
Right. Well, I mean, again, it's like doing the tango or a beautiful modern dance with a partner. There's a certain zeal. I had a really good, interesting Facebook Live that you did. It was called Strange and Interesting Times. Stress transfer. How do we transfer the stress?
Okay, I'm going to demonstrate it because demonstrating it is totally the easy way. So if I decide I'm going to be stressed and I'm going to talk and I'm going to pull down and I'm going to do like this and I'm talking to you, what's happening to you when you see me do this?
I'm wondering what the heck is going on.
We have all these mirror neurons in our brain and we copy people. And one of the most interesting things, I mean, I've been doing this work most of my life. I started as a dancer because I knew it would help me dance better, and I didn't realize how it would change the whole rest of my life. That was a bonus. But then when I work with other people and they come back and tell me stories how it worked in their life, I'm just so grateful that I was able to share the information. So I have one person I work with, and she has a child who is extra, extra. He's extra. He's a little hyper, a little extra sensitive, really smart. And like if he's making something with his Lego and he cannot find the piece he wants, meltdown. This was a few years ago when he was probably about 6 or 7. And she said nothing she did would help him. So I taught her one of the practices that I teach is to come back to yourself and really stay coming back. So it's a process of coming back because when we have a kid or a friend that's in pain, we reach to them. We want to help them. But a lot of times they need to learn to help themselves. So she just would sit and be at ease in herself. And she said he will calm down in half the time.
Wow. Again, and, because people, they, you know, when you get ramped up and you get excited, or someone raises their voice, you want to match that level. A lot of times, like you said, we just need to kind of dial back and observe. Let them have their moment. Let them go through whatever it is they're going through. You don't have to, you know, jump on the back of that pony and ride. Right. Because it will cause you more. And it, you know, it changes the trajectory of the situation. It can make it a lot more volatile. You know, it's like when police officers go to situations, they're not mental health experts. They are individuals that deal with lies, death, deceit, dishonesty all day, every day. They are peacekeepers. And so when they come and they're about the business and somebody has got another kind of challenge that they're not aware of, it turns out to be a volatile situation a lot of times. So I'm really hoping that, you know, as things progress, people really take into consideration, you don't know what that other person is going through.
Never.
Give yourself a minute just to catch your breath. Let me process this. Let me think. Possibly, you know, example, I'm in China. Bump, 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 bump. People wave and they smile and they thank you because you've avoided a conflict. Here, bump, bump, bump. They want to kill you, your mama, run into your car. You know, the horn is put in the car for a reason, brains. It's there to ward off trouble, to signal someone in case there's an emergency, to signal for help. So now when people blow the horn at me, I thank them because maybe I was distracted and the light turned green. Maybe I was about to run over something in the road. You don't know, and you can't assume. And so many people assume. But you do not have an assuming personality. You are very matter-factual. Tell me about your courses and how to get in contact with you.
Okay. I have a website called dancingwithease.com, and that is my nod to my history coming through the body and movement, but it's also how our lives are. Like, ease is an existing thing, and we partner with that. Like you said, balance isn't constant, neither is the quality of ease in our lives or how we are when we come to a moment when we want to pause. Sometimes we can land there from a very stressful place, and although I'm a little tiny bit easier, I might not notice it.
Right.
So Dancing with Ease is what we do all day long.
Wonderful. And does that incorporate some breath work as well and some meditation?
It's mostly, I kind of call it meditation in action, or mindfulness in action. I'm a little goof up with the words in that it's, when you do it, you know it.
Right.
Yeah, just like right there, you just did, and your voice was so full.
Right.
And so it's like not having signs for yourself, having signposts when you get caught up in something. So like when I get caught up in something, I lean forward, I talk faster, I'm excited, I want to be part of it. And I'm like, oh, I'm overdoing. And I don't have to change anything. I just check in. Where's a little ease in me? Oh, there's my thighs a little easier. And then I come back, and then we can really communicate because I'm not pressing on you.
Right.
And so I have a few introductory courses. If they wanted to email me, is the easiest way at laura@dancingwithease.com. And these are reducing stress, reducing overwhelm, reducing anxiety. These are a lot of things that people struggle with, and how to have mental space, mental intention, mental discipline, like you said, to pause.
They just need to have capacity. Brains, allow yourself some space. Clean off your desk. Do a brain dump. I love to do a brain dump. And all that consists of is a piece of paper and a pen, and just write. Just write what you're thinking, what you're cooking for dinner, what your stresses are. Write your hopes. Write your aspirations. Write your challenges down. Because all that does is give your brain more capacity to pour more wonderful things in them. Thank you so much, Donna, for being here on the edge with me and my brains. You have been a wealth of information. I love it because it's been so free-flowing. And again, we've connected it with dance and the arts. And there's a movement. Brains, you know, there's a spiritual movement. There's an evolution. There is an upgrading of all of us that is required right now to get through this 5G and to get through this vortex that we're in. You know, this, like you said, it's Mercury grade. And today I'm a witness. It was just all over the place. Communication was poor. But when you come to the edge, you find what you need. So thank you so much again, Donna, for being here on the edge with me and my brains. We will put all of your contact information in the back. I want people to work with you if they want to do a you know, some more deep dive, if they really want to get into this mind-body balance, which we should all do. Take advantage of the course. Go in and listen to it. You know, she didn't do it just because she's cute. She did it because she cared. And I care about you. Please like, love, and subscribe. Again, like, love, and subscribe. On the edge. Thanks so much, Donna. You are the best. I mean, I call you Donna. I'm sorry, baby. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Laura. You are the best.
Thank you so much, too. I enjoy talking to you every time we catch up online. So thank you very much.
All right. Brains, be gentle with yourself.